What? No.
And now, from the Monsters, Inc. left floor, it's the Mickey Dudes Podcast. Here's your master of ceremonies, Wazowski.
Hello, humans!
Hello, humans. Thank you for joining us. I'm Annie Clark, and I'll be your host tonight for what we're calling episode 200.1, A Mickey Dude Odyssey. Here tonight from our exclusive group of esteemed gentlemen from Houston, Texas, we have Jeff Williams.
Flash photography, I wouldn't. It alters the homing signal, and that's not good.
I got 200.1 in there just for you, Jeff.
Excellent. I get the joke now.
And live from Cinderella's castle, we have Dave Koch.
I really need a new show opening.
Well, there it is. That's it now. And from D.C., maybe, Joe Quattrochi, where are you?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, you're back in Virginia? I don't know. You've been in D.C.
It's like I'm 20 minutes outside the district.
I always
district,
ask
so.
You before we start, and the one time I didn't,
I guess
I boned it.
I guess I say D.C. right? I guess everybody that lives around here says they're from D.C. So, yes, I'm from D.C.
Well, anyway.
Right now.
Joe Quattrochi.
So the NASCAR season ended yesterday, and I'm sad.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
And from Miami, we have Michael Fernandez.
I'm just happy to be back.
And from Chicago, we have Tim Schweska.
Thanks to Disney Plus, 9 months from now, we will all have children running around named Maui, Moana, and Coco.
I was really curious where you were going to go with that.
Yeah. Okay, so can I say something about Disney Plus?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, and there'll be a kid named Mandalorian, too.
Yes.
Mando.
Can we just, like, up front right now say Mandalorian spoilers so we don't have to worry about it?
Yes. But before we even get to that, I just want to say that I have no idea what is going on in this world because I haven't watched anything but Disney Plus since it premiered. It's like I realized today, I'm like, I had to put a note in my phone to remind me to start watching the news again.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem, man.
Like my television goes on, it goes straight to Disney Plus. It's like, okay, I need to know what's going on in the world. This is just, I can't be in this bubble.
As somebody who lives in
not too bad
who lives and works in DC, well, Dave, you're not missing anything.
Well, so, Dave,
yeah, I know, but I still need to be
informed.
Let me
start you out. There's this guy named Jeff Epstein. Okay, I don't know if you know or not. Okay, well, don't worry, we won't be going down that path. It's all right. Don't worry.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Jeff Epstein. There's a lady and a cat, and there's a bunch of stuff going on in the house right now. There you go.
Oh God.
And we're wrapped.
Oh, man.
Wow. That was quite a start. Well, before we move on to anything else, since we all shared our favorite memories for the 200th episode and Michael and Tim were not here, if you both want to go ahead and share your favorite memories, Michael, you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. So overall, I think it's been like quite a journey for all of us. When I started this, I was like in my third year of college, and I finally got to finish through this whole process of being part of Mickey Dudes. I was able to finish college, start my career, get married, and do all that great stuff with this great group of people to like vent to whenever something else happened in the world. And not only just vent to, it was just like there was just a Disney conversation going on in like the group chats and all the Facebook messages and stuff like that. It was just a way to kind of keep the magic alive every single day. And probably one of my favorite memories was the countless times I've ran into Dave. Me and Dave hung out at Halloween Horror Nights. I met Dave and Joe over at Ohana one time, I think with the rest of the resort loop.
You sure did.
Yeah, and me and Dave, we spent quite a bit of time over at BSB, prom and Whispering Canyon. So we had a good time. We shared some tea.
Yes, we did.
And this was just, this would have never happened if I never, I messaged Dave one day on Twitter and I was like, hey, I kind of want to share what I love with people. And it would have never happened if I never sent that one message on Twitter.
Oh, yes. That's so sweet. It's just so heartwarming.
It's amazing how little simple acts turn into these huge things.
200 episodes. Who would have thought?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, all right, Tim. What's your favorite memory?
Well, I hear the apprehension in your voice, and I promise it will be PG.
It's not going to be mine.
No, Dave, we will not be telling that story. But it does actually, it is actually related to that. And it is just being able to finally meet some of, you know, you fine folks. Being able to be part of this group, just all the discussions, all the fun. You know, just with the snack crawls, like the top 10 lists, everything else. And, you know, just coming from so many different walks and coming together with this own, you know, with our own, you know, just this one love that kind of bonds us all together. And then finding out how much more we all have in common just by talking. I mean, you know, the connections that I've, you know, that I've found with Jeff, the connections I've found with Dave. Joe is quite honestly, you know, the idiot brother I never had.
Amen, brother.
You know, and I say that with all the love in the world. I mean, it was a, you know, just a great time meeting up with, you know, you folks, you know, meeting Steven, you know, and being able to just finally put a handshake and a hug with all the conversations we've already had. And I cannot wait to meet the rest of you. I am really looking forward to it. I'm over the moon that I get to come down in a couple of weeks, and I'll be down there, and Dave and I can hang out a little bit, because, you know, I'll be down in the world, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So am I.
And you can finally meet the person who puts up with all of my crap.
I'm really looking forward to that.
You saw what I am like just over the span of a weekend. Now you get to meet the lovely saint of a woman who has put up with it for 2 decades. If she has a very tired and haggard look on her face and she looks horribly aged besides me, you'll know why. Actually, she is still an angel and still looks way better than I ever will. So I'll kick my coverage. Anyway, sorry. I am just very, very thankful to have met this entire group, and to what really kind of made a difference is helping me kind of come out of my shell when it came to Disney. That I don't care who knows if I like it or not, or I go to beer festivals now. Obviously I work for a brewery, but I go equipped with my Jungle Book backpack, and I have a bottle opener that is the grape soda bottle cap from Up, and I never go without it. So, I mean, it's just a piece of, you know, a piece of Disney and a piece of what I like to call the Mickey dudes come with me every time I walk out the door.
That's awesome.
Wow. So sweet. I love it.
Well, Annie?
It's been a good 200 episodes.
Can I just add something?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we would be remiss if we did not mention our other Mickey dude, Pat Jannetty, who is dealing with some issues. But I am very happy to say that I got a text from him at the beginning last week when I was asking him, do you want to record something for the 200 show, and he was saying how he's been away too long and everything, so he wants to kind of want to make his comeback next year, because things are going to be handling soon. So he did confirm to me that he plans to be back in 2020 with us, so I'm very excited about that. So he is still a very big part of our show. He does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. He's our liaison with our sponsors, and they help us pay the bills that allow us to keep the show going. So we definitely appreciate them. And I just want to say that with Pat, he is my sound off board for just anything in life. If I need an objective opinion, if I need somebody with a little more life experience than me, I have an issue, I know I can go to Pat. And Pat's always there to listen. Pat's always there to give me the advice. He'll tell me how full I am when I need to hear it and everything. He'll tell it to me when I don't want to hear it and I want to fight him on it, but I know he's right. But I must say that he's become like all of you. He's become family.
That, and if I may give an addendum, number one, that is wonderful news. The return of Wheezy will be fantastic. Love it. And also want to definitely give a shout out to a former Mickey dude himself, our buddy Kyle Ostrander.
Yes.
Kyle, you know, Marine Corps veteran, police officer. I mean, a guy who I identify with so much because of all of that kind of stuff that runs through my family. And just one irreverent son of a, and God, do I love him for it. He reminds me so much of so many of my friends in strength sports in the Highland Games. When I was there to make an idiotic comment or utter a foul word, Kyle was right there cheering me on, and damn, I love him for it. He was a great part of this show.
Well, great. Does anybody else have anything to add?
I second that, but I just also want to say we've received some positive feedback from other podcasters and other listeners out there in the Disney podcasting world congratulating us. So, other people out there. I got my
people
boy. My boy Mike Rallman gave us all a shout out for congratulating us on 200. So that was nice of him. He's got like 1,900 episodes under his belt. So I said, we're only like 4,000 behind you.
Yeah, that made my day.
That was pretty cool. He's good people. So it was just nice when some other people have reached out as well. So it's just nice. I mean, we've got a great thing going. And I know personally, like I said last time, I look forward to continuing on the next 200 with you guys.
We got to learn more than six names now.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
No, I mean, just...
That was great.
I know about the half a dozen listeners, but then you just said a name I wasn't familiar with. I mean, damn. Well, thank you. Bob, Karen, Ernie, Joe. Me going to... dying from South Lumpur. Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. Rock on. We're still there for you. Man, we're up to, dare I say, we may have 10 by episode 400.
Hey, we're getting there, man. We're getting there.
Hello, Croatia.
I just spoke back down to four.
Who is the largest selection of DVC?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they could pat a shout out there.
I want to talk to you about a little bit of retail. And while I do that, I'm going to enjoy some shaking you're making me crazy from my cup. And you know who that is from? Joffrey does make memory. Thank you very much.
Oh, God. All right. That's okay.
Wheels on the bus have all come off.
We love Joffreys.
I'm glad to be a part
and
of this
DVC resale.
On that note.
And of course, you can,
I love Joffreys. I have some in my cabinet right now. DVC resale.
You have some of that in your cabinet too?
I would love to have a contract in my desk drawer. I just can't afford it now because I moved to the Magic.
There's a bunch of resale just contracts in his cabinet right now.
I will say, Dave, I think your apartment probably is closer to the Magic Kingdom than Saratoga Springs, probably. Well,
probably,
so.
Yeah.
where you are.
In the castle. That's
he's literally like on the edge. Dave cannot live any closer to property without actually being on property. I will say that. The dude is close.
And it's funny. I avoid it like the plague.
I'm sure all of our listeners who love Disney, Disney World are like, really, dude? Why are you down there, Ned?
Oh, no, no, no. I go on. Don't get me wrong. I go on the weekends and I absolutely love it. But like going to my work week and stuff like that, I don't want the magic to be lost. So
I agree with you, David. You gotta pace yourself.
I can actually, if I wanted to get to work, I can actually cut through Disney property and get there faster and everything. I really don't because of the fact of this. It just puts a different mindset and everything. So I love it and I want to keep loving it. So that's the way that I end up keeping the magic alive.
Let me tell you something, Koch. We don't agree on a lot of things, but that dude, I agree with you on. You definitely need to pace yourself.
You're afraid if you cut through there, you're never going to make it to work.
Oh, yeah, no fuss.
You might
he's like... passing the contemporary. He's like, oh, man, I got a fast pass for Space Mountain. I have time for a breakfast at Kona. You know,
I can go for some Kona. Yeah.
This has run through my mind before. Seriously, it has, and it's dangerous, so... I just choose not to. I choose to keep that element away because I would give in.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm. I would give in too. That's the thing.
You need to write a guide to like magical moderation.
Yes. Well,
for people new to the.
Oh, I like that, Annie. Magical moderation.
I'm proud of the way I'm doing it. It is. You know, I love it. I go, but. There's got to be a balance, and I'm finding it, so that's a good thing. And I will say, as a local, it is the biggest pain in the you know what to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh yeah,
I understand why locals don't go.
Yeah, we don't go.
I would go if I was staying on property. Yes, but just not. It's just like no.
You gotta tell them you have a reservation over at one of the hotels. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. And we're not condoning lying to Disney security.
Well, I'm saying get a reservation. And don't lie. And then you get the 3-hour, the little green pass.
Lie to Disney security? I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never done that.
Yeah, let's move on.
All right, well, let's get on to our main discussion about Disney Plus, if no one has anything else to add.
Don't let them just keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
I'll shut
no
up.
No one has anything else. So Disney Plus, we all have it, right?
Yes, I got mine for free. Thank you, Verizon.
Everybody's got it.
Do you have ads with it?
I'm sorry?
Does yours come with ads?
No, mine's completely, full-blown, really? Good to go, yeah.
Oh,
sweet.
Impressive.
Most impressive.
Am I the only one who's like a month to month? I did not do the 3-year thing.
I have the 3-year.
I don't know why.
I didn't do the 3-year. No,
I plan on canceling after a year. So
I guess I have like a fear of commitment, or I'm not comfortable committing to 3 years of Disney Plus for some reason. But anyway, so I've been watching a lot of it. I don't know if we want to all just like kind of go around and talk about what we've been watching besides Mandalorian, and then we can all talk about Mandalorian. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Annie, I like to go first since I am not watching Mandalorian, nor do I plan on watching the Mandalorian. So if I could just go now.
He's going to take the good one.
I'm going to take the good what? What, the good show?
Yeah, you're going to take the good show.
No, I guarantee you that.
We all comment.
So first of all, the one thing I will say about Disney Plus is I do like the fact that you could download everything and bring it like on your iPad. So I just flew out to LA this past weekend and I downloaded some content. It wasn't like Amazon, where there's only certain things you could only download, or certain things you could stream, with certain things that you could download anything you want, which is great. So, nice. What I've been watching is, believe it or not, we've all watched the Imagineering show, right? So that's fine. We've all seen that. But I've been totally hooked on the Timon and Pumbaa cartoon from like years ago.
Nice.
Pumbaa is like my newfound spirit animal. I don't know why. I never thought I loved this character so much, but he's quickly become, besides Figment, my favorite Disney character, and I can't get enough of this guy because he like burps and farts and he's like fun, and like it's totally like my wife says it's like my spirit animal. So I've been watching those cartoons and I find them hysterical. Like I never saw them before, so I literally watched like 4 or 5 episodes of the Timon and Pumbaa cartoons. So that's kind of what I've been watching on Disney Plus, believe it or not, is those cartoons. I haven't watched a ton of Disney Plus. I haven't had time. unlike Dave, who's probably watched half the catalog. But from when I was on the plane flying to and from LA, watching those cartoons was a lot of fun. So that's kind of what, and I do, for everybody, I have episodes 4, 5, and 6 of the original Star Wars in my queue to watch on my next trip this weekend. I am going to try to get through all of the Star Wars again. I'm going to try to catch up to everybody. So I'm going to start over from scratch. So
I think if you did that, you might actually enjoy The Mandalorian, but that's another, that's for later
on. Yeah, I'm so far behind now, Dave. Like, I didn't see Solo. I didn't see the last couple ones that weren't that good. Yeah, so I
do.
Yeah,
you don't need to see Solo.
You won't need to.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that when we get there.
All right, so that's kind of what, yeah, so I'll let you guys discuss your Mandalorian and stuff, but I just want to talk to you about my Timon and Pumbaa cartoons, which are awesome. So,
unlike the Little Mermaid cartoon I've been watching with my kid, which is not awesome. It's not good.
It's
I also watched Little Mermaid 2 today. It's also really not good at all. So on that note, okay, Jeff, what have you been watching besides, you know, Mandalorian aside?
Yeah. So I will throw this out there. I'm going to throw you guys a curveball and tell you stuff that you might not know. You may not, may know this, just act like you don't know. Basically, they rolled out all the Star Wars movies, all in 4K, HDR, Dolby Atmos, surround sound, and just kind of, that was unannounced before, and it just kind of blew my mind a little bit. So I'm slowly going through all the Star Wars movies again. But, and we just saw Phantom Menace, and it looks spectacular. I mean, it pops. I don't know, if you have an HDR TV, definitely check them out again. But the other thing that kind of, I guess some of the Star Wars geeks are going nuts about, but the 20th Century Fox crawls at the, or entrance before the movies is back. I think it's been gone for, I don't know, a long time since Disney bought the Star Wars movies, I guess. So they brought them back. So when you go to stream them on the app, they roll that out, you know, the whatever the hell it is. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of, it makes you kind of, give you the throwback feel. But the other one that besides all the crazy Disney stuff that we've been trudging through, by the way, Wizards of Waverly Place is legendary. It's great. Selena Gomez all the way for, you know, Queen Selena. But besides that, we just watched Breaking 2, which I never thought I would like crack over into the National Geographic stuff. But this Breaking 2 is about trying to break the 2-hour barrier on the marathon.
Not an electric
boo. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway, it ended up being really entertaining, and we got hooked on it. I guess we're a running family, so if you get into running, it's pretty enlightening. But anyway, it's pretty cool. But
I didn't know that was on there. I want to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of these little. I don't know if you guys have seen Free Solo yet, but I will go on record in saying that Free Solo is the most anxiety riddled movie I've seen in my life. So if you want something scary,
Free Solo.
Yeah, so check it out.
I need to get into the Nat Geo stuff. I really haven't gotten into that yet. I've been so busy with Lizzie McGuire. I do want to put out one other thing that I've been watching while we're discussing things that aren't The Mandalorian, which is, so we were trying to get like a hashtag Diz Twitter watch party going. It's DizFlix party. I'll pimp it. It's going to be done by the time this goes out this week. But anyway, it's supposed to be a weekly thing. But the one that we watched last week was Unidentified Flying Oddball. Has anybody seen that?
Yeah, it's okay. A cool movie.
I like surprisingly really enjoyed it. It's from like I want to say 1978. Nobody in it, I don't think really, but it's got like, you know, it's like basically he goes back in time to King Arthur's court, and it's just like dumb humor, but it's kind of enjoyable. But that's pretty much scraping the bottom at this point, so. It'll be a while before people get there. But anyway, all right, so let's see here. Michael, what have you been watching on Disney Plus?
There's been some really good documentaries on Disney Plus. They added a bunch of, like, the Assembling the Universe, which is all about the assembling of the Marvel Universe, the MCU. They do a lot of animation ones. Waking Sleeping Beauty is probably one of my favorite documentaries about Disney company right now. It's all about the Disney Renaissance and how they got started with Disney Renaissance. Fantastic documentary. There's another one that's Oli and Frank. And on May 22nd, they're coming out with The Boys, the Richard and Bob Sherman story. The documentaries have been just awesome. Just a really big part of that. And then I started watching Boy Meets World from the beginning. Because I don't remember ever watching it in order.
Topanga.
Topanga.
I hated her.
and it's funny. It's like you watch that show and you're like, man, this is actually pretty funny. I think it's funnier now that I get some of the jokes as like a grown up than when I was like a child. Because that came out, I was pretty young. So I really, really do enjoy that.
Feeny.
And obviously all the Star Wars stuff has been fantastic too.
I need to really, like, I love documentaries. I don't know why I haven't been like delving into them on Disney Plus, but I need to really bad now. Also, Boy Meets World, yeah, it's a good idea. Very good idea. All right, Tim, what have you been watching on Disney Plus?
Well, I've been watching a lot of, you know, the documentaries. Also, the one thing that I want to touch on that what I've been enjoying is going through my social media feeds and seeing what other people are watching and just discovering and also discovering with their kids. I've, you know, one of my buddies who he has a toddler is introducing him to the old Mickey shorts and old Chip and Dale. And another buddy of mine who has a kid who's about 9, 10, he's introducing him to Davy Crockett, Zorro, and nice. Some of the True Life Adventure stuff. What I love is some of these things that I grew up with and my dad grew up with. I see parents and grandparents passing those traditions on. Who's Davy Crockett? Oh, well, Davy Crockett's Fess Parker. Who's Fess Parker? Here you go, buddy. And slipping it right in front of them, of being able to see Fess Parker and Buddy Ebsen be, you know, Davy Crockett and Georgie Russell. And just watching that series as we got to watch it as kids. And how my father got to watch it as kids. And Mike touched on it with, like, Frank and Ollie. You know, learning, just learning about those guys. Learning about the nine old men. And just the absolute sheer genius and the commitment they had to, you know, creating the art they did, being able to see some of the stuff on Dave Smith, who was was an absolute national treasure when it came to being able to save and archive all, you know, all that Disney had to offer. And then talking about the documentary coming out about Sherman Brothers. I mean, they basically started, you know, you're talking about people who started a tradition where Disney pretty much dominates, you know, the Academy Award field when it comes to music and scores. It's just neat to be able to see this stuff being passed along. And another thing I love is the Disney nature is also included. So seeing that, you know, seeing the revitalization of the True Life Adventures of Seal Island, the African Lion, and being able to see what they've done now with it. Excuse me. It is just amazing to watch, and it's amazing to see how many more generations are going to be able to start seeing this stuff and discovering it the way we got to when we were young. So to me, this is why Disney Plus, I think, is a bigger deal than some might think.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I've been thinking about that a lot, actually, especially with like the Imagineering and that kind of stuff on there, too. I keep thinking about, like, you know, the kids watching that today are the people who are going to be wanting to work at the parks in 20 years, you know, whatever. So,
oh yeah, it's creating an entire new fan base, and especially being able to go back and watch those old Wonderful World of Disney, and being able to see, you know, the making of Disneyland, and being able to see the opening day broadcast. That it, that alone is just to see the star power that was involved in that, of all the people that were there, all the people that were emceeing, you know, everyone who was in attendance. It's just it really is a nice, you know, hand into the past for, you know, today's kids to be able to see, well, why do mom and dad really enjoy this so much? Why do grandma and grandpa enjoy it so much? And now you're able to share that with them, and everything, so much information is right there at your fingertips. It's really a neat thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's really cool. All right, Dave, you're up, buddy.
Oh, thank God. I'm so happy, because when Michael went and everything, I'm like, okay, I hope she doesn't call on me, because I had to run over and do my laundry, so I didn't hear anybody's.
I saved you for last. Have you been watching Lizzie McGuire too?
Actually, I did put it on a couple for a bit, because, you know, you have to, because it's because Lizzie, you know, it's just one of those things. Lately I've been going to bed with little sections of Davy Crockett from from one bit of the ballad to the other, which surprised me, because I didn't realize that the song that they have, it's extra verses that are not in the actual ballad that like plays on Spotify and stuff like that. So I was actually I actually got a kick out of that. There's all these verses that I thought I knew the whole song, and there's all these extra verses that just exist that really work so well with telling the story. So that's been my little guilty pleasure. I'm actually trying to go and do a lot of the older movies that I never had an attention span or cared to see as a child. So, like, I watched The Parent Trap over the weekend just because it was on.
Oh.
Everything.
Was that a good or a bad
Oh, no, fantastic. Are you kidding me? Brian Keith is a great actor. Maureen O'Hara. Oh, my God.
The one that I'm really
unfairly hot.
The one that I'm saving, I have two of them that I'm saving for like a real rainy day, and nothing that I have going on, because I never had interest as a child, but I put them on my watch list. Is how many leagues under the sea? What is it?
20,000 leagues under the sea.
Okay, yeah. I always mess that up, so. That one out of curiosity, and believe it or not, for as much as I love it, I never saw the Swiss Family Robinson, so I'm really excited about seeing that one. But,
Dave, you're in for a treat with both movies. They're fantastic.
So aside from the obvious big two that I think we're all going to talk about soon, the thing that really has been on my major watch list, I've been going through season 7 of The Simpsons. 22 short films about Springfield is my all-time favorite, so it just makes me happy. So I put it on whenever I just need to kind of calm down. You know, steamed hams. And aside from that, the Saturday morning Winnie the Pooh cartoon that they had. Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm. I get that in my head constantly.
Chasing some honeybees. Yeah, that one is the greatest thing ever. So that's just been my pure smiles. That's what goes on in the morning as I'm getting ready for work.
I love it. I love the wide array that we have, even just between the six of us here. Like, there's so much stuff on this. It's crazy to me. I love it. Love it. Is that all you got, Dave?
Well, that's aside from the big one that I'm sure, besides Mandalorian, but the other big one that I'm sure we'll probably talk about. Yeah.
What's the other big one? Imagineering?
Yeah.
backstory? Okay, because we didn't talk about that yet. I'll put it out there. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know why. I just haven't. Has everybody else watched it?
I have not.
What, the, really? The Imagineering?
Yeah.
Yes, I've watched it. It's actually really good.
Fantastic. It's very good. Very, very well done.
It's cool. Yeah. My understanding is another episode came out over the weekend. I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet.
That one's like Epcot, yes, and stuff, correct?
Epcot, Tokyo, Disneyland, and Magic Kingdom. Just Walt Disney World as a whole.
Yeah, they end it with Walt dying, and how they're going to transition the company in the future is like the little teaser for the next episode.
Do we know? Does anybody know like how many episodes of this there are? Like, do we know that at all?
I don't know how many total there are.
I mean, we can just make a prediction. We can make a prediction that the next one's going to be studios, and then probably another international park, then Animal Kingdom, and then maybe like the future of what it holds.
Alani Cruise Line.
I don't think Alani parks. I don't know if they'll all get their own individual.
According to IMDb, there's only six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's season one, so.
Oh, it's very well done. It shows you, it's all things you already knew about the parks, but it's just told in such a great way and a great fashion. And being able to see like small moments, like the actual basketball court in the Matterhorn.
Exactly.
And Bob Gurr.
I was about to say, can we like do a spoiler alert for that?
Oh, one? Yeah, go for it.
Since Bob was on our show. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I mean, I forgot spoilers.
Spoil away.
I thought you were going to talk about what Bob Gurr did.
Oh, I don't know if I want to spoil that. I think it's just a very touching moment, I think.
That's true.
I think like the basketball thing, it's not really like a spoiler. It's just like, oh, it's kind of cool to see him take like that, grandma shot from the free throw line. I thought that was such a cool moment. And then what happens next is the big moment,
I cried when I saw it.
I had chills the entire time I watched that documentary.
Well, one of the spoilers was the fact that he actually was in Disneyland. And when he was on our show, he said he's never going back. So that was pretty interesting.
I thought he was asked to not come back because he brings too much of a crowd or something. They told him that he wasn't welcome back.
It was kind of like old man version. It was basically, hey, Bob, can you not bring, announce these meetups? And so there's like 10,000 people in the parks. So next time, let us know and maybe we'll. He's like, well, screw you guys. I'm never going back anyway. I've seen enough of it. But anyway, obviously he was still escorted in with a TV camera crew, so it wasn't like he was really hanging out there, but that goes.
Yeah, I think part of the reason I haven't watched it yet is because like 95% of the reactions I've seen on Twitter is just people saying that they like cried for the whole entire episode for both. So I feel like when I hear that, I'm setting aside like a wider amount of time to like emotionally prepare for this sort of thing. Did everybody cry? Did you guys cry?
I did not.
Who cried?
I did.
Who cried?
I did.
I was 30,000 feet in the air when I was watching that, but I did not cry.
I got a little emotional. I'll be honest. It was very emotional to see that happen.
Well, I definitely need to watch it. So six episodes, that's exciting. I'm glad they're doing that like we were just talking about. I'm glad that like, kids or youths will be watching this and seeing what went into making the parks in the first place beyond.
And the restoration of the old films that they use, like of the Magic Kingdom and stuff, are so fantastic. Whoever restored those videos, they did such a good job. And when you watch it like ultra high def and stuff, it almost looks fake. Like a lot of the film looks fake and you're like, wow, this is incredible. Like seeing Disneyland, like from actual, like restored, like camera footage. It's insane.
Not like poor quality YouTube stuff. Not like we're poor, all used to watching.
Yeah, that it breaks up and it shows you the year and the date that they were there. But no, this one, like, the quality is fantastic. So crisp, so clean.
Well, great. That's such a... Does anybody else have... pardon me. Does anything... Does anyone have anything else to add before we get to The Mandalorian? All right. Then it's time. It's time for The Mandalorian discussion. Has everyone watched all the episodes besides Joe?
I've only watched the first episode. I haven't had a chance to watch the other one yet.
Gotcha. Do you want it not to be spoiled then, or are you just... resigned.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, don't
care about
no, thanks.
You know what you're doing here.
I don't want it spoiled for me, but I can pop out for a little while to the end, and then somebody can just message me, and I'll come back on.
What? Sorry.
I don't know. We can probably adapt, right?
What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I haven't seen it, but the one thing I would like to just chime in and say, just a real quick blurb. Everyone knows it's not Yoda. Shut up. We don't care about your little technical thing. You know what? It's not the History Channel. It's Star Wars. Be quiet. As I said on a Facebook post earlier, you're the type of people that ruin Santa for kids at Christmas. Nobody cares. Shut up. Yeah. No one cares. No one cares that you think you're right. You know what? You're technically right, but you're actually a douchebag. So nobody cares.
And these are the same people that are like, people are dropping out of movies not to film them because they're being toxic. It's a the fan base is being ridiculously toxic when it comes to this creation that they have.
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's the same as, you know, and believe me, I deal with it every day in the craft beer business. You know, the neck beardery, as I like to call it, you don't have a double dry hopped vanilla milkshake, lactose, double strawberry unicorn fart IPA. I don't want to drink yours. Good. I don't care. I don't want you and your, you know, 15 day old unwashed Batman shirt stinking up my brewery. So leave. I don't care. We make plenty of money anyway. I don't want you there talking about how, well, I don't understand why you open because you don't have this. I mean, it's the same as this junk, like Mike said. Sorry, this one really set me off.
I know how I feel.
It's toxic. It's
very toxic. Very toxic.
It's toxic. Let people enjoy it. Just like people were mad at the, what were the little birds in the last one? The pods or the...
The porks,
yeah. Everyone was mad about the... Oh, I don't know.
Okay,
those,
Boomer.
Why are those even there? Why? Okay. Who cares? Shut up. You know, it's the same as like... Oh, again, these are the same people who got mad about Leia flying in space, but they totally bought the fact that a bunch of feral Care Bears could take out the best-trained and best-equipped army in the galaxy. Be quiet. When you were a kid, you were stupid too. Nobody wants to hear you complain.
Wow.
Feral Care Bears, I love it.
Now, I will go ahead and go back inside and make sure everybody stays off my lawn, and please continue.
Yes. If you're going to give spoiler alerts, I'm going to take my headphones off and just get some work done and then come back when it's time to end. If that's okay with all of you.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, do we need to talk
get
about
out
the
of
second
here.
Episode? We could probably talk about just the first one.
Yeah, we could just mention the first one.
All right.
The second one, yeah, I mean, what's the difference, really?
The second one has feral Care Bears, so.
Yeah, they're just running around. Throwing rocks.
It's funny because the reactions I saw to the first episode on Twitter were that the first 20 minutes was boring and that the second 20 minutes was not boring. And I was sitting there watching the first 20 minutes thinking, like, how is this boring? Like, to me, the entire episode was the same amount of exciting, so I didn't quite get that.
Agreed.
I think those people... Have we become such a, like, desensitized society that, like, a guy getting chopped in half with a door is boring? Like... that I thought the beginning of the show was awesome. I thought it was such a great opening to that show.
Yeah, I mean, it really set the scene for, set the stage for the whole series. That's the point, I assume.
Yeah, anytime somebody gets chopped in half, you're starting off hot. You're starting off real hot.
I feel like the death count in the first episode is pretty high.
Very high. Very high.
Jeff, what do you think about the first episode?
So Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I think it had a really cool Blade Runner feel to it. Kind of a cool music score to it. Yeah. And this dark, sinister guy that doesn't do a lot of talking, who's kind of walking around like a lone wolf. I think that's the whole premise.
That. That's one of my favorite things about it. Quiet.
Absolutely. And then they didn't spare the little dry humor they kick in every once in a while. I mean, it's really, it's got kind of what we love about Star Wars in general.
Agree.
For sure.
Agree. Okay, you even got cute little creatures running around, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But Michael, what did you think about the first episode?
I mean, I thought it was awesome. I mean, anytime you can give me new Star Wars content, I'm insanely happy. And it was so well done. Jon Favreau did a fantastic job. It reminded me of old spaghetti westerns.
Right.
Yeah.
Very wide shots. Very. The music was very and it was very high pitched and flutes and stuff. I thought it was so good. And introducing characters to be fall in love with again, the little Ugnat that just at the end of his sentence says, "I have spoken."
Yeah.
I thought little things like that. So Star Wars. It felt like I was watching New Hope again. And you see this futuristic world that looks like a lived in futuristic world. There's so many little details that I was also wow, it blew my mind. How beautiful. How it was filmed, how everything was going together, how it was put together. I thought it was a great show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I loved it too. And you made me think about the credits are really cool too. Even
illustrations
and the music.
Also, I got childhood Vietnam flashbacks. Have anybody ever played the game Shadows of the Empire on the Nintendo 64? Knows that you have to fight an IG unit called IG-88. And as soon as I saw that IG unit, I was like, oh my god, not an IG unit. Oh man. But he was, and then he's just my mood right now. If anything gets any way that I'm upset or something, I'm just going to self-destruct. I'm just going to self-destruct.
I was going to say start swinging your arms around and shooting wildly.
that would work, too.
All right, Dave, what do you think about it?
What I loved about this was it actually felt, and maybe that's because of the protagonist and everything, but just the way it was filmed and the lighting and everything, it felt like 1970s Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that it had that nostalgic fact. I guess, well, your protagonist will give you that too, but it felt as if you want to watch this, you need to go to the local video store and get the number, you get the serial number, the four digit serial number, and go to the desk and ask for 3-17-8, and they give you a VHS.
Right.
It just that whole thing. And I found right from the beginning, it was okay, where is this going? The whole story, just the idea of a cantina scene to start off and everything. I was hooked right from the start. I mean, I guess because I'm a Star Wars fan, I wanted to like it, but I had a huge smile right from the beginning.
So what are the odds that the Mandalorian makes a stop at the Black Spire outpost in Batuu?
I totally was going to ask that question. I was going to ask, do you guys think that Batuu is going to make an appearance in either the Mandalorian or in any Star Wars media?
I mean,
or will they just keep it a park?
It got mentioned in Solo, and then it was like kind of like a throwaway line. And then they were like, oh, we're going to go down to the Black Spire outpost. And it was just such a throwaway line, and nobody knew what it was. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Mandalorian visits that planet, or maybe whatever other Star Wars Disney Plus series they do. You know, they can, you know, they're going to need something to try to boost up, you know, ideas of people wanting to go there.
I think that they would be fools to not. If they can find a way to make a connection and then
you can almost do people. You can almost do an animated series based on, like, the events of going around Black Spire Outpost. Like, there's so many little Easter eggs in the land that you could just do, like, oh, how did this droid end up getting there? And, like, do, like, little shorts of Black Spire Outpost and how did things happen to end up there.
So, Michael, you said that IG-11 droid was... So it was in a previous video game that you recall, or...?
It's, like, a same kind of model. Like, it's the same IG unit.
So today I had a conversation with a Star Wars geek, and he was saying, I thought that this was the first time we're seeing this droid, but apparently he was in the lineup of bounty hunters that they were hiring in Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. He's in the background. Yeah, he's in the background.
So that today I was going through all my Galaxy's Edge photos, and ironically, I found a stock photo from D23, and it clearly shows a decommissioned the same exact droid decommissioned on the second level of one of the shops. Anyway, I already forgot the name of it. Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. Yeah. But anyway, it's the exact same droid. So now, and then, right before Mandalorian rolled out, they snuck in some, Mandalorian, guild banner or something. I don't remember, but so there's definitely spattering it inside, Galaxy's Edge. So I guess what I'm saying is it wouldn't shock me if we all of a sudden get hit with an episode full on in, on Black Spire's outpost. So it'd be cool.
Get some synergy going.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised, but it just feels weird to, I don't know, I'd be interested to see how it felt if they did that. But yeah. Of course, I haven't actually been to Batuu either, so, you know, what do I know about Batuu?
I think it kind of fits, like, that style that they're looking for.
I think so. You
know? It can work. It could definitely work. I mean, you don't center like the whole show around it, but you can make it like a throwaway, like, oh, we have to drop off this person here.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? You know, I mean, there's a lot more seasons supposedly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall it's, see how many episodes of that are there going to be, Jeff? Do you know?
I heard it was, 8. 10?
Yeah. 8. Eight,
yeah.
I wonder if they'll be like different lengths or because. Interesting.
The first one was 39 and the second one was 32. So maybe they'll go a little bit longer in the last couple.
Yeah, I'm curious. I feel like I'm going to end up wanting more no matter what.
Right. Happens. Yeah. For sure.
Gosh, between this and then once Rise of Skywalker is done and over, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, and the
Star Wars withdrawal stuff starts.
The release dates lead up almost like right before the... I think it goes past Rise of Skywalker a little bit.
That'd be good.
Oh, okay.
It's like when you go to the beach for a couple of days after and then you have a vacation just to like soften the blow of coming home.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Right.
Well, does anybody have anything else they want to add about Mandalorian before we close that up?
Oh, I just woke up. Sorry.
Good morning.
Eh? Ooh. Ah. Mandolin, huh?
Honey, they're talking about the Mandalorian out there.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that that horrible movie with Nick Cage?
So I says to Mabel, I says.
Yeah.
That's a Disney reference.
Yes, this is.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, does anybody have anything else they want to add about Disney Plus?
I have anybody... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Does anybody think they can come up with a better name? Everything's Plus. ESPN Plus, Apple
Plus.
There's
a reason.
What's the
reason? There's a reason for that, actually. I had this conversation with somebody.
Oh, then enlighten me, Dave.
Walt was always about plussing the experience.
Yep.
So hence, that's where the whole idea of like FastPass Plus, Disney Plus, all of that, because it's just adding to the next level. So that's what the idea of the Plus. It's in the spirit of Walt.
I will allow that.
What Walt would have named it.
Because it's a lot nicer than Disney. Give us more of your money.
All right. Well, if no one has anything else to add, then I'm going to wrap it up.
Give them a chance. Go for it.
All right. Well, if you want to find me on social media, you can find me at DJ Phobe. That's DJ PHOB. Anywhere social media can be found. Joe, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe Quai. You can also find me over at the resortloop.com DVC roundtable show.
Cool. Michael, where can we find you?
You can find me over at Ears of Happiness on Twitter and Instagram. We will be hanging out at Animal Kingdom Lodge December 5th through the 7th and doing a little bit of Very Merry for the Mickey Dudes podcast Instagram. So if you're down in the world, give us a shout.
All right. Tim, how about you?
You can find me on the Twitter machine at plain_Tim, and you can find me at Facebook, Tim Schweska, for the land of torn biceps, craft beer, Disney, and yelling at hockey.
All right, Jeff, where can we find you?
You can find me at BrainDud92 on Twitter, and I'm kind of starting a side job, so if anybody needs any snow plows, it's 1-800-MR-PLOW. That name again is Mr. Plow.
You are fully licensed and bonded by the city, aren't you?
Shut up, Tim.
Oh, God. All right. Dave, where are you at on the internet?
I have to follow that. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Figment Reality.
All right. You can find all the Mickey Dudes collectively on Twitter at the Mickey Dudes. You can find us on Instagram at the Mickey Dudes Podcast. You can search the Mickey Dudes Podcast on Facebook. We'll be there. Just search the Mickey Dudes Podcast and you'll find us. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. See you next time. Have a magical day.
You've just listened to another exciting episode of the Mickey Dudes Podcast. You can find the Mickey Dudes on Facebook at the Mickey Dudes Podcast and on Twitter at the Mickey Dudes. If you enjoyed our podcast, please share the love on Stitcher or iTunes. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again real soon.
Call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Jeff, Dave, and the rest of the Mr. Plow crew will help you get all of your plowing needs.
Horrible snowy day, don't feel like going out? All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 7 numbers to get plowed.